Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And we are excited to have you join us today. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality. And we have discussions on various topics and feature many guests, including healers, psychics, mediums, and speakers.
And today's episode is brought to you by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realer, a reader and a realtor, and you can reach her at 651-303-0555. And Beth Jacobson, intuitive reader and intuitive healer, at 651-900-4136. You can also download our iPods on the RSS with an RSS feed button or the iTunes. You can also email Marie or myself at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Welcome, everybody, to Phone In Friday. Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, everybody. And, you know, we started this show so that people could call in to ask a question or maybe share some comments or tips or insights. And we already have callers waiting. So, Beth, shall we jump in?
I would say let's go for it.
All right. Okay, our first caller is area code 708. Hello, how are you? Who
Hi.
Are we speaking with?
Hi, ladies. This is Lucy.
Hi, Hello. Lucy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Oh,
Lucy from
thanks
Illinois.
Thanks for joining us. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your question or comment, Lucy?
Actually, I was just hoping if I could just get a general sense of what you ladies are picking up around me, because I got so much stuff going on that maybe you can help me find where my priority needs to be.
Okay. Marie, you want to start?
I'm picking up something about health. Are you worried about anything about a health issue?
No, but I am looking for a job, and it is in the health-related industry.
Ah, okay.
And you know what I was going to say? You know what I was going to say? I was going to say if there's something that's related with work. I literally was going to say that. Are you looking in a hospital setting? I'm hearing in a hospital setting. Is that what you're going for?
Well, my experience is claims. So I have been, applying with insurance companies, but that's just not popping for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a hospital setting.
That's what
that
I got,
what you're
too.
You're picking up on, Marie?
Yep, I got a hospital.
They're not giving me the specifics, but they're saying you're going to be doing, there's going to be something, you're going to get in there, and then there's going to be a transition within the hospital setting, and it's going to happen right away. So I don't know if you're going to start off with one, and you're going to move up to another position, but I'm hearing it's going to be very, very, it's going to be very fast for you.
That's very fast. Fine, and that's kind of like the way things have always happened. I usually, well, I've had one job, and that lasted 19 years, but I transitioned so much within that one job from beginning to end.
Yes, yes. And
yeah.
I'm hearing you'll
I'm
be
hearing,
very, very happy with this, very happy with it.
Yeah, I'm hearing you're going to be working directly with people, like directly,
yeah.
Like one-on-one, doing stuff with the people rather than just sitting and doing paperwork.
That is wonderful because, of course, I love to talk, and communication is really key for me.
Because and what I'm hearing is because you bring this piece of integrity and authenticity into the workplace with you, and so that's how people are. That's how they're just drawn to you, and it's not just in your work setting. People are just drawn to you because you come from your heart space.
Oh, that's wonderful. Any sense of a time frame? Because I'm trying not to panic. I'm really trying not to panic.
Keep the panic out of there because that panic can sit here and put us. A stand on it, and just know, just trust, and ask your guides to come in to give you the peace of mind, you know, and know that everything is okay. But I'm hearing there's going to be stuff that's going to be happening really fast within the next 3 months. Doesn't mean it will take 3 months, just so you know, Lucy, but it can take up to that. But I think right now what it feels like, and Marie, jump in if you're feeling
something
else.
I was hearing 2 to 3 months, so that's...
And then there's a reason for that, just so you know, Lucy, because you're going to be, it's not a test, but it's going to bring your faith to a new level, and that piece is what you're going to be able to bring into the work with you.
Okay.
Because people relate with others who have had experiences. That's how we relate to each other. We have a deeper sense of connection because you get what it is that people are going through. So there's a piece to it. So just remember, it's not just about getting a job, it's because there's lessons There's going to be, and I'm hearing they're very minor for you, but they're going to help you with the work that you're going to be doing.
Okay, wonderful. And that's kind of like my philosophy anyway. Every day is a lesson.
Exactly, exactly. And they said, you know, it will be smooth sailing for you, but just keep it. I think it's a way for you to keep your spirits high. So that would be very simple. Because like you said, I'm trying not to go into panic mode. I think it's just a little more of them saying, just, we're almost there. You're almost there. Continue to try.
I know. It's hard sometimes, you know, the impatience.
I hear you, trying
to say, okay, I know you got this, universe. I know my guides are there. I know my angels are there. And I'm trying real hard to take that energy and focus it into a different area.
Exactly. But you're doing phenomenal, man. You are going to fly high with this. You're doing spectacular, and your guides are applauding you. So, I mean, that's a big compliment when they're so proud of what it is that you're doing. So continue on the path that you're doing, because you're doing fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you both, ladies. That's the shot in the arm I needed today.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies.
Have a great day.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is area code 661. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi there. This is Prem, and I'm calling from Texas.
Prem?
Yes.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing very good.
Oh, good, good. What's your, do you have a question or comment?
Well, actually, yeah, I guess I do have a question. I wanted to know what you see for me coming up. I have a birthday at the end of this month, and if you saw me traveling, any changes?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name because I'm in Iowa, so Marie and I aren't together today, so I have somebody calling in, and I'm going, right when you said your name, and I'm going, darn it, what did you say your name was again? I'm sorry.
It's Pren.
Pren?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Marie, are you picking up on anything?
The only thing I'm hearing is travel. Traveling out of the country is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
I'm hearing something to do with faraway places, but I don't know if it's exactly physically traveling or that you're going to be having more spiritual experiences. It could be both. It could be both. It almost feels like it is both. To like mystical realms, and you're going to be getting some really... I'm hearing some prolific information for you. So I don't know if it's going to be done in dream state. Well, I'm hearing you already do it. Are you aware that you're going into different places already? And to really pay attention to the information that is coming in, because it's going to help you on the next part of your path.
Okay.
And I'm hearing it's really crucial information coming into you right now, because it's going to help you in making some future decisions that you're going to be needing to make within the next 6 months. And so, I mean, that's a very open-ended answer to that. But
it makes sense. I am a healer myself. And I have noticed, I go into dream state real fast, but a lot of the information has been coming in very differently, and sometimes it's kind of hard to see for yourself. That's why
it is. You know what is coming in, because this is really interesting. I have never had it like this before. It's going to be with, and I'm not quite sure, so it's all going to be in how you interpret this. So I'm going to say it the best way that I can interpret it. You're going to be walking differently, and I'm not talking physically walking differently. It's going to be the way that you walk in life differently with this information and these experiences that you have. They're going to be very, very profound for up to the next 3 months. It's really crucial for future stuff that you're going to be doing. So I don't know if you've been specifically asking for some clarity on answers that only you can get, but they're saying really pay attention, because it's going to be happening for the next 3 months for you, and it's going to help you with making decisions that you're going to be making within the next 6 months.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Are you
working with Reiki?
Am I what?
Do you do Reiki?
I do theta healing, but I'm looking to complete my theta healing, and I do Reiki, complete my Reiki, though.
I see a lot of green coming down through you and then out of your hands, so that's why I was asking.
I'm hearing that's more healing for her, and it's moving you to a different level. Oh, and if you're doing theta healing, okay, then this makes sense. You're going to a whole new level. A whole new level, which training will not give to you. And that's why this profound information is not going to be said through anybody else, because you're able to interpret the information. So, that's really cool, because theta is moving up to a whole new level. Because I do some theta work also, and I'm experiencing things. Oh, isn't it just cool? It is so cool.
It is amazing. And, you know, it's interesting, because I've been talking to Creator, and I said, you know, I really want to complete things, and one of them for me is to complete my mastership in it. And I was listening to, I think it was on your show when Lynn Murray was on or someone, and all of a sudden I stood up and I went through like this initiation, and I felt like I was given this purple heart, and I was like, what does this purple heart stand for? Like, I didn't understand it. And so I went on the website, and I was just looking through to see what the next courses were. And then there it was. When you receive your master's, you get a purple, purple badge on your certificate. And I was like, oh, my, and I got chills.
Yes. You are on an extremely cool path right now, and you have been initiated. So this is really cool, the information. And the information is going to be, you're going to be amazed at how easy it comes in, how understandable it is. If there's anything that comes across where you're not quite sure what they mean by it, ask them to download you their definition of what they're meaning by it, and you'll be amazed at how easy that is for you to understand.
So interesting you said that. Yes, because the last week, and Dreamtime, I've been getting so many downloads, and I'm waking up going, I don't remember any of them, but
Yep. And the thing is, how we interpret doesn't mean that that's what the meaning of it is, because our interpretation and the universes and everybody out there, they use it differently, because you have to remember there's different languages out there, different cultures out there, as there is here on Earth. So you have to ask the Creator Source to download what that meaning is that they're trying, the message, so that you can understand it in modern-day English, you know, in your conscious mind. And you'll be amazed at how easy it is. You will be amazed at how easy you'll be able to understand that.
That's a good point. Thank you for saying that.
Well, you're welcome. Okay. You're welcome.
No.
Well, just be open to what's coming in, because it's going to come in fast, and it's going to be, you'll be able to take it in. Don't feel overwhelmed by it, because they will repeat it for you, just so you know.
Okay. Wonderful.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Love your show.
All right. Thank you.
Have a great day.
Yeah. Bye, ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and so now our next caller is, we got a lot of ones. Hello, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, we lost them again. So
there's my theory. All
I know.
Ones, it's the universe. It is the universe saying thumbs up on the show. Exactly what people need. Thank you, universe.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, so then we'll go to area code 646. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're
Hello?
On the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Oh, my God, when you said the number, I was like, wait a minute, that's not my number. How weird. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm calling from California.
Oh, okay, and what's your name?
Christy.
Christy's from California. Well, welcome. Do you have a question or a comment?
No, I just wanted to see, like, what you could tell me, like, what you feel about me, because I feel like I have a really bad energy or something wrong with me. I don't know.
Do you have a lot of trust issues? Do you have a lot of trust issues? Do you have problems trusting people?
Yeah, no, the thing is that I trust too easily, and so I got betrayed by a lot of people, so what I did was I decided to exclude myself from the world and just stay away from everyone, and I started doing good. But then I started going online, and I noticed that people, they're hating on me there too. I don't understand what it is.
Well, let's see here. Let's see what programs you're allowing this energy to come in. So
one thing too is you've got to learn your boundaries too.
Yes.
Because you know, when you're trusting too easily, you're not putting up the right boundaries. And when you don't have the boundaries, that's when people come in and can bulldoze you. I feel like you're bulldozed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the thing is with that is that's what I'm hearing too. It's opportunities for you to look at what you no longer want in your life that no longer serve your higher purpose. And people who are going to sit here and try to bring you down when you want to shine your light, it's an opportunity for you to be able to look at going, I don't want this anymore. I can send them love. I can send them light, but I do not have to have them in my life anymore. And this is right now. We're still in this time period, and it's for the rest of this year that we're reevaluating relationships. So know that's part of what it is that you're going through, but there's also other stuff that's going on with you also. You're going through... what is the word that I want to use? It's kind of like an awakening, but you're waking up to another level of consciousness, and it has to do with, what is it that you do for a living? What do you do for a living? And you can just give like a specific. Is it like, do you work with other individuals? Do you work more individually? Do you work for yourself? You're not working right now? What is the message that you're wanting to say with us? And Marie, if you're picking up on anything too, go ahead and say something.
I just get the information that she's starting to ascend and that she needs to let go, as you said, of everything that doesn't serve her in her life right now.
Yep.
And anything
The best way, I guess, that I can say for you, Christy, because I want to say it without, like I said, I want to be really mindful of the stuff that I say so I don't program anybody. Right now, there's you're being tested on certain temptations right now of which way you're going to go. So this is a decision a lot of people are going towards right now, is if they're going to be of the light or if they're going to remain in the dark. So you just look at it that way. And so right now you're recognizing, I no longer want this. I recognize that I have all this icky, mucky, yucky stuff that's attached to me. And so the more that you sit here and say, nope, that's not what I want in my life, you continue to take back your power. So, and I can feel your body, your energy shifting right now, so you might be feeling lighter. So right now, I'm hearing it's every aspect of your life that you're being challenged on this. And it's not a challenge per se in how we look at it as humans, but it's like, are you going to be of the light or are you going to go, you know, of dark? Because the dark can be easy for a lot of individuals. And dark can mean different things, but you want to be of the light. And of the light, that means you're going to love unconditionally and you're going to accept that. Now when I say that you love unconditionally and accept, that doesn't mean you allow it in your life. You just let the situation and the people go, but instead of having negative thoughts or feelings about them, you send love and light to them because they're sabotaging themselves already. You don't want to help that because then it brings you down to their energies. Does that make sense with what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I guess that's the best advice that I can give to you right now is just saying, I'm no longer allowing people to sit here and badmouth me. I'm no longer allowing anybody to be disrespectful towards me. You know, and you're just claim that you're taking back your light. And that it's washed, cleansed, and cleared, and it's coming back into you, and your light is your power. So every time you get mad or upset, we give away a piece of our power to the situation or the people. So that's one way you can stop it. That's one way that you can stop it.
Christy, do you use protection around yourself? Do you bubble yourself at all?
Yes, I was just going to say that.
What do you mean? Like, isolate myself?
No. You put in protection. So you're calling in, you know, a higher divine light to come down, and you put a bubble of white or golden light or blue light around you so that any negative energy coming towards you gets stopped.
Could it be a regular light bulb?
No. Chrissy, it would be like visual. Chrissy, you could visualize that. Just visualize that you're standing in the center of the room, and that you're seeing this big bubble. That you're in the middle of this big bubble, and it's one of those colors that Marie just said, either white, gold, or blue. You could do pink. Pink is unconditional love. Nothing negative is going to sit here. And if anything goes into this bubble of this pink energy, it's going to come out at a higher frequency and vibrancy. It's going to come back more loving. So visualize that you're in this bubble that nothing or no one can break into. And we're talking energy. We're talking energy. Can't go in there. Just you're in that space. And just visualize that you're this big bubble of love. That's all it is. And you can switch it up. You can add that gold in there if you want. You can add that blue in there if you want. But you visualize that you have this bubble around you. And you need to do that every single day, so that anything that's negative that tries to come towards you, it bounces right back off and goes back to that person or that situation. But you want it to go back more lovingly. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's funny because every day I love pink, but, like, I've just been wearing pink.
Yep. It's because your soul is even telling you, bring in more of that love. Bring in more of that love. So you're doing the right thing without even knowing that you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So continue doing that. You're doing it. You're going down the right path. Good for you.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, so our next caller is area code 610. Hi,
hello.
Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Sonia from Pennsylvania. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
We're doing wonderful. So do you have a question or a comment?
I had a question concerning my career. I'm currently looking for a position. I am currently employed, but the reason I'm looking is because things are not very solid at the company where I'm at. So I just put a few things out there, and I started looking about a little over a month ago. And I'm working with some recruiters, and I'm actively looking, you know, every day. And I just wanted to see what you were picking up.
Do you do some kind of marketing work?
Well, it's technology, but we also work with a marketing team because we support their website.
Okay.
Yeah. So in that way, I'm involved with marketing.
Okay. Is that something that you want to move towards?
Marketing? Well, no. I'm in a technology field. I'm a software tester.
Okay.
You know, if it involves that, then yes, I don't have a problem with the industry.
Okay. All right. I'm just hearing that marketing is really involved with you. So, so that's a good fit for you.
And I just hear the word nursing, and then I'm going, okay, she's saying technology, nursing, so I get it. Nursing, it's like nursing what it is that you really love so that it can grow, so that it can prosper. You're on the right path. I'm hearing you're on the right path. But there's a piece that's missing, and that's what I'm trying to ask. What's the piece that's missing? What is it that you want to do more with it? The marketing, I agree with Marie. Is there another piece that you want to add to it?
I'm just really, you know, applying to things similar and that I feel will be a good fit, but I'm not specifically closing myself to marketing.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm working and applying for jobs directly, and I'm also working with recruiters. I only had one interview, but I just got word yesterday that they like me and everything. They love my experience, but they had me do this test, and they want someone with a higher score. You know, that's all they're looking for. They're looking for a higher score.
So,
I don't know. I mean, I've never had a job. Maybe they're looking for your experience, your personality, and if you're a go-getter. So I'll just move on from that company. know.
Yeah, I'm hearing marketing, promoting. Have you applied anywhere in New York?
Well, actually, I currently work in New York. I telecommute. Some days I work from home, and some days I go to the office. I haven't really looked for any other positions in New York. I thought about it, but I don't know if they'll be so flexible with this company, if they're going to let me work from home some days, because being where I live in PA, I commute every day, and I did it for a few months. It's difficult. So that's the reason why I decided to look locally. But I don't know if I'll have to start like looking in New York, you know. So,
have you considered consulting?
Yeah. I thought about it, but I think consulting is that, you know, you're always for a few months here or there. You know, you don't get vacation, you don't get benefits, and that's the thing, you know. You're at their mercy all the time, so.
Okay. I'm hearing be open to everything.
Exactly with that. And I'm hearing if you do that and you keep yourself open to that, it will transpire into something else. And consulting feels very good for you. Very good for you. But I'm hearing if you do that, you trust, because it's all about trust right now, and it's trust on many different levels for you. You're going to be amazed at how things will open up really quickly for you.
Right. I mean, I don't mind doing consulting, like if there's a chance of me being brought on board full time. But I don't want specifically consulting, you know, 2 months here, 3 months there. And then it also doesn't look very good in your resume. Companies look down on that. They're looking for longevity, for stability. And they judge you based on that. You know,
I also judge you when you don't
have a work. That's why I'm trying to find something while I'm unemployed. They put that stigma on you because you're unemployed, you're no good, and then no one hire you. So that's why I'm actively looking for something. You know, before whatever happens at my company, at least I have something that I like. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I'm hearing too that the business world, there's a lot of change in the business world. So don't put that fear out there. Just be open. That's the message I'm getting.
Yep. Yep. And I'm getting the same thing.
So you're saying that I should look in New York, or?
New York feels very good for you. It feels very good for you. New York feels very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something and someone that you're going to meet, a situation that's going to help open up doors for bigger opportunities for you to come in. But not to go into the fear. They're saying just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind with what comes to you.
Okay.
A lot of us are in transition right now, Sonia, so it's you're not going to have specific, there's not a lot of specific answers coming in, because it's about what is your heart's desire, what do you want? New York would be a good fit, so they're saying, yes, that's a positive. Marketing fits you, so that would be a positive. Doesn't mean you're going to be limited to that. Consulting doesn't mean that's all you're going to be you know, that's all you're going to have coming to you. But to keep an open mind, because all it takes is this one client that can open up a door for you, to brings open this whole new world to where you go, oh, I didn't even think this was a possibility. So that's why they're saying stay open to it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it's just so you know, and that feels really good. It could be that somebody that you're going to meet, but it's hard to say because I'm not getting a specific answer for you. But otherwise,
you
they're saying thumbs up.
Time frame or anything?
I'm hearing 3 to 6 months.
Yep.
Yeah, 6 months. I don't know if things we're going to hold up 6 months at my present job. You know, I don't know.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
And I don't want to be unemployed and then, you know, because you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. But just know that all is well right now. It may not look the way you want it to look right now, but just know you are being taken care of. So it's just trusting that, because the universe is bringing to you what you want, but they're, you know, it's also setting up for what's for your highest good right now. So you're going through a lot of transition spiritually, and you know, in all means, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. So just know that's part of the process, because everybody's waking up, whether you want to wake up or think you are waking up, and that's on a spiritual level. It's a whole new level. So keep an open mind on everything. I wish you luck. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks, Sonia. Good luck.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, so then we're going to take a couple more callers, and I just wanted to let everybody know I'm just taking them in order as they come in. So if you've been holding for a while, we appreciate you holding. And the next caller is area code 651. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling
Hello.
From?
This is Dawn. I'm calling from St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Well,
how are you today, Dawn?
Fabulous.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, I do. I'm just looking to see any input that you'd have on spiritual direction for me. I've been on, I think you'd call it the master's class in healing and personal development and a lot of things that have been going on in my personal life. And I have been taking a lot of classes in kind of an angel realm. And I have just started into, you know, kind of the last big class in that series. And it's just feeling like it doesn't fit anymore. And I'm not sure where I should go or what I should focus on. Theta healing, I've been listening to you talking about it, and it intrigues me so much, but I'm just not kind of knowing what I should do.
Are you getting any feedback, Marie? Because I don't know.
You know, I'm having a really hard time hearing her, so.
Well, you know what I'm hearing for you is definitely look into the theta, You can go into, you can look up on it online, or you can go into one of our past shows, which we had a speaker who came on. Was she on? Was Lynn Marie on a month ago? Or was it a couple, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah,
Marie.
about 3 weeks ago.
I would say about roughly 3 weeks ago. You can go in and listen to what it is that she has to say. I know she has a website, I think. Is it Lynn Marie 8? But you can go in and get her information from the shows because she's been on our show twice. So that is drawn to you, and it's not by chance that you're going that's piquing your interest. There's a reason for that. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to see if you go into this and you look into it and see what it's about, and then you call in and just because I want to see if you get the piece. So that would be one way that you could do, and then you could also look at doing other healing modalities with your hands. You have an extremely large amount of energy that's coming through your hands that you could do anything that you wanted with. So the point is, how do you want to work with other individuals if you want to work with other individuals is what I'm hearing. So if you're wanting to do, there's everything you can do. Qigong, you can do integrated energy therapy, you can do, there's Reiki. I mean, there's so many different modalities out there, but Theta would be an extra added bonus that you could add to this and help people at a deeper level because then you're helping them on a Theta brain level. So it's up to you what it is that you want to do with that, but don't be afraid to explore. And just look at it, and if you're drawn to something, then you know that's the next part of your step.
And I guess the other piece was just for my own personal, how do you know which is the correct path? And I guess they're all correct. If it's right for you, it's right for you. But
you know the thing is you're never going to go wrong, just so you know. And don't just sit here and say, I did this and that's all I'm going to be. You know, don't constrain yourself saying this is all I'm going to be stuck doing. Look at it as every time you go and you learn something from somebody else, because we're all teachers and we're all students. It's going to help with you raising your consciousness. Schooling of any sort, any form of education is going to be good for you, whether it's spiritual, whether it's, you know, in the physical world, the academic world. It's always going to make you, it's going to open you up because it expands your horizon. So if you can look at it that way, you'll be amazed at how the next path is. You're going to know because you're stepping into it where you're paying more attention to your physical, the energies that are in you and with, you know, and around you. So you know when you're starting to feel lighter. So when you're feeling lighter, you decide and decipher for yourself if that's a yes for you. And if anything feels heavy, then you look at that as going, well, that's not for my highest good right now. So you're going to be paying more attention to that stuff of, okay, if you go in and you look on a website for Theta Healing, you're going to pay attention to how is that making your body feeling? Is your heart expanding with it? Are you excited about it? Well, then you know that's the next part of the step that you need to take. And there's no wrong answer, just so you know. There's no wrong answer. You're not going to do anything wrong.
Okay.
It's only going to be for the betterment of you. So just keep an open mind. And it's not unusual that you're saying you're backing away from all the angel work that you've been doing. There's reasons for that, too, because you're moving to a different level. And the angelic realm is on a certain realm. And so now you're, as you're advancing, it doesn't mean you still don't utilize them, but you're expanding to even to more in depth. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So just have fun with it. Have fun with it.
Okay. That sounds great.
All right. Is there anything else?
Nope. I had one other question about, you know, all of the awakening that everybody's doing and everybody's ascending, you know, and that
yes.
type of thing. What about all the seminars and different things that you can go to where you need awakening codes and attunements and things like that? What do you think?
Are you asking where you can find them?
No, I'm just asking your opinion on, are those an essential piece? If you don't get those, will you not?
Oh, here's my philosophy. Does it help if you go to a class? It could, because somebody could offer you some energy. And, you know, here's my thing. Nobody needs to have the answers for Marie and I, because you have the answers within. But our words can help as key activators that go into your energy and help expand you. So you can get there maybe just, you know, it might open you up at a level a little bit quicker than what you would have done if it was on your own. Because ultimately, you're doing the work yourself anyways.
Okay.
So if you're drawn to these classes, that's just my food for thought. When you're drawn to somebody, you're drawn to them because of the energy that they're carrying. And it doesn't mean you're going to be with them or follow them forever. It's for that time. And that's the universe guiding you to them. That's one of the things. And you're listening to that. You got guided to the show today just to hear what I just said right now.
Yep. Perfect. Okay. That's great.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is area code 850. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Hello?
I'm on the air.
Oh, sorry, I had my mute on. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt anything. This is Deidre, and I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, Deidre,
how are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm
good.
Doing pretty good. Thank you.
Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I did. I have a relative that I'm really worried about right now that's not doing too good for his health-wise. They've actually given us a time frame that she, you know, as doctors say, should be leaving us or, you know, that kind of thing, which is really short. And I'm just wondering, that's kind of what's on my mind constantly, and I'm just trying to see for the energy, if you see maybe, you know, I'm probably not wording my question right, just so, you know, frazzled mm-hmm. about it, but I'm just wanting to see the energy around that particular situation.
Wow. I'm feeling a lot of golden, warm, peaceful energy around her.
Yes. Yep.
Yep. It feels really good. It feels very loving, very welcoming, very comforting.
Okay, that's good.
And what did the doctor give you a timeline?
Yeah, they told us they probably only have like a few months since it's stage four and it's long. They were just saying, yeah, probably just a few weeks to few months is what they're saying. So.
Well, you know, and I never do this, but I'm hearing something's going to happen within 6 weeks, so I don't know if it's going to be something major, if that's been, you know, the transition, or if that's what it's going to take up to, because it's transitional period right now, and there's spiritual resolutions on many different levels, and also with relationships that are being resolved right now so that she can cross over, and she will ascend fast. And that's where a lot of loved ones are here. They're making sure that they complete everything. But, man, is she in a good place. She's in a good
yes.
place. She is so ready. She's a very ready. So know that she's at peace. Know that she's definitely
right.
at peace.
Yeah, she is. It is going fast. And, yeah, I can tell each time it's more and more. So I can tell, and I'm at peace with it. I'm okay with it. It's just, you know, my other family members are not, you know, but I am, but, you know.
You know, and it's also being able to talk with her and saying that you give her permission, that you're okay with it and you'll help the family so that she doesn't have to feel that she's obligated of having to stay here, because that will help them with ascension even faster with leaving. Knowing everything's fine, I know you're going over, you're just leaving your physical form, but you have to go and do what you have to do. Don't stay here for us. Everybody will be fine, and I'll help the family get through it. So when you do that, you'll be amazed at how, because they'll stay here for us. That's in a sacred contract. They'll stay here for us until they no longer can do it. So it's like, when she wants to go, it's like, give her permission. I did that to my grandma, and she was out of here like in a heartbeat. Bam, she ran out.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, go and be free. But she's in a great place.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. That's kind of what you have to say. You know, want to be selfish, you just can't.
I know. The thing is, remember, she'll come to you in dream state. That's how she'll communicate with you. But I'm hearing you'll see her in awake state, too. So she's helping with you on many different levels, more than you recognize right now. Because, you know, here's the human piece of us. We're going to miss the personality. But it's like, oh, my God, have a celebration of life and have that with her right now. Celebrate everything and, you know, sit down and write something up and read something to her, talk to her about what she gave to you. And, you know, she gets to phase out with knowing that and what it is that you love and appreciate about her.
Yeah, that sounds actually pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Try to do that.
This is what you did for me. This is the gift that you've given me. So it's just like, I mean, it's a very beautiful moment, and that's your keepsake treasure. Put it on a CD, a DVD, so you can sit here and have it when you need it down the road where you have this conversation with her. You know, she's still coherent. She's still coherent, isn't she?
Yeah, she is right now. She's in a lot of pain.
Yep,
so it's like she'll go in and out with the, you know, the morphine, but for the most part, she is.
Yep. So, I mean, that would be a beautiful thing if you wanted to have, like, if you had a video player where you were sitting down having conversations with her and you get to have this, that would be a gift that you'd be able to share with, you know, the family. You know, on the times that, and it could be, like, on special occasions that you sit down and you can remember her. I mean, that's if you're drawn to doing it, but I'm hearing she'd be okay with that, but you want to also physically ask her when she's coherent, saying,
right.
Yeah, sure, go do it. She might say, no, I don't want you to remember me this way, so, and then, but you'll respect that. You're going to do the right thing.
Probably. Yeah, that's true. I definitely will. Wow,
well,
that was good. I needed to know that.
I also
hear,
too, you know, when you're sitting with her and she, and, you know, you said that she, you know, can communicate, bring a little book with you, and if she can give you some stories that you can write down,
yes.
That's also a
write
really good
down.
Idea. Yep, write them down.
Yep.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
where I'm hearing, do the DVD. I'm hearing she's going to be okay with that. And you're going to have her telling the stories on the moments that she can do it.
Right, yeah, that, I think that'll be good. She's a real good drawer, too. She draws so well. I may get her to draw me something to keep. She just loves to draw little pictures all the time.
Exactly. I mean, she's this bright light. And just take peace in that, man, she is so ready because she is resolving her stuff. So it's like, man, it'll be a smooth transition for her. Smooth transition, and that's what we all want, don't we, for our loved ones?
I know, yeah. She's had a rough life, so I know she just probably just wants to just go peaceful, so.
Oh, yes, yeah. And to have that resolution, to let it go from her heart, you don't even realize how big that is for her energetically and spiritually. That's huge,
right.
Huge. You know, and it wouldn't hurt if you even told her that, saying, you know, I just called these ladies and this is what they said. So just so you know, I see that and I'm witness to it. And don't we all want to be witness?
Right. Now, that's true.
Yeah, we all want to be witness. And so you can let her know, going, just so you know, they saw what it is that you're doing and you're doing phenomenal. And she may not, on an ego level, her mind may not know. She might be going, what are you talking about? Soul level is going to recognize and it's going to go, I was recognized. So you can sit here and say, just so you know, you're witnessed. Your existence has been witnessed.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's real good.
And that's,
yeah,
you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I see you and I know you exist. And your existence did this for me.
Right. I'm definitely feeling a lot better now about it. And I'm going to pick the ride. She's out of town, but I'm going to take the ride over and see her. Yeah.
There you go. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, good luck.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Yes,
okay.
Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, and now we have a caller, area code 831. Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Lisa, and I'm calling from California.
Lisa from California. Hi, Lisa.
Just would like to know psychic checkup. How's that? Spiritual checkup. A lot's been happening in my life. I have a great guy. Would like to know about my relationship and his relationship with my children. And we've talked about future events like moving in together. And I'm looking for a couple of jobs. I think I have a lead with working with a handicapped child. I'm a nurse in a home health care environment. And the advice you gave the previous caller was beautiful. Having worked with hospice environment, hearing and just speaking and recording, and you'll just have those memories and be able to share them with everybody in the family. And she's going to give a lot of comfort to those members who are going to have a hard time with the grieving process. I can sense that.
Oh, I know it. That was spirit that was coming through saying, make sure and just know she's okay with that. So how cool just to have that validation. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, you are on a wonderful track, man. Your energy is absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Beautiful. And definitely you got the guy. You've got the guy.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God, is he phenomenal.
I manifested him.
You are
nice.
You are so
Eight years ago was a lousy, went through a process of a real big divorce, and on my birthday on March 6th, I said, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready, Spirit. And on March 9th, I met him.
Wow. Well, when you were talking about him at first, the first thing I saw was a ring.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I heard blended. Everything blended really well. So.
Okay. Fantastic.
Blended family, blended energies, blended personalities, you're all together, yes. I just see a big heart with all of you guys involved in it. So it's like, it's big love, and it's going to evolve even bigger than that.
Yeah, and I'm giving you a hand slap, fellow Pisces. Hey.
High five. Job-wise, I am unemployed. I've been doing. I'm in the process of promoting my limoncello business, but I need revenue. I'm feeling a bit of lack right now. I keep pushing that aside, telling myself that it's only temporary, that something's coming my way, and I'd like to know how soon, how quick, and where do I look?
I'm hearing home health care. Are you doing home health care right now?
As I mentioned, I am applying. They're doing a background check on me now.
That's what I'm hearing.
Working with a 3-year-old who has a heart condition, and for some reason, I just feel like I'm supposed to be there, but I wanted to know when that would occur and if there's going to be more money involved because it's not a whole lot.
No, I'm hearing home health care, but I'm hearing more than one client or one patient.
Yes, me too. Yep.
So that's going to be where
I'm
you're going to be going.
I'm hearing within 2 weeks. I'm hearing in 2 weeks you're going to hear something.
Okay.
You are. It's because you are meant to be in this profession because you give so much comfort. You give so much comfort. And so the universe is going, we need you right now, especially during this time, because transitions are going to be increasing. So what that means, I don't know. But it's like you definitely, this is a field for you that they utilize you in. And I'm talking your guides because you can do the work. You're a conduit. You're a conduit for this beautiful energy to come through, so they need you. And I'm hearing 2 weeks. They're saying 2 weeks, and there's going to be something that's going to be expanding with it, and it's going to be very big. Money's not. They're saying stay out of the issue. Stay out of the fear, but money's not going to be an issue. It's about right now. You know what it feels like? You're being tested, a little tested on the faith. And it's like, I think we all are right now going, yes, I do believe. Because it's right now.
I had a really big anxiety attack yesterday morning, and I had to really talk that one out and let it go. So, okay.
Oh, I hear you. Yes. We're all going through it. We're all going through that, yes.
Yeah. My ex has, my boyfriend has an ex. A woman from his past that is kind of manipulative right now, and I'd like to know what Spirit has to say about that.
Cool. I just heard she's going to go away.
She is going to go away. Okay.
That's what I heard.
Okay. Any time frame?
It's where it won't be so crazy making is what they're saying. She's going to have something else. She's going to have something else that comes into the work that's going to distract her, so she won't be, you know, in the way per se.
Yeah. Okay. Six months is what I mean.
6 months. Okay.
Hang in there. We've all been there. I've been there.
But you know,
you know what? Don't put your energy into her at all.
No.
I know it's hard, but don't do it.
This is how I look at it. You know, the man I'm in love with right now is because of all the people from his past and the people in his present. And actually, I bless those people because he is such a blessing to me because of them. So
that's how I look at it.
I know. I bless her, and I know she's lonely and wants his attention, but yeah. He's mine now.
And I'm hearing you're helping raise him to new heights. You're raising him to new heights just spiritually, and that's exactly what he needed. That's why you guys are a good fit right now. So things are going to be changing, and just know that you don't have to, if you can get to the point nothing is personal, that you're there to shine the light right now, and that dark is going to sit here, and of course it's going to try to bring you down. But it's like, nope, I'm light, I'm love. This is all good. It's all good.
Well, they say that dark is attracted to the light, so hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. Any other good news, anything, messages from spirit, family? I did say ask you about my children and David, so I'd like to know if my son and daughter are going to, this merge is going to be applicable, because I've been slowly introducing them, you know, getting them more involved in our lives, so him in our lives. So I'd like to know.
I did hear blended. Blended really well. So.
Blended. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yep.
Okay.
And I know this is really cliche, but you're very, very loved. Just so you know, you have a huge support out there energetically and spiritually, but call on your guides more. I'm hearing call on your guides more.
Call on my guides more.
Yep, just call on your divine guides and just say, you know what, I need peace of mind. Your daughter here is struggling. Your sister's struggling here. You'll be amazed at how fast they come in and you have calmness. You will be amazed at how fast that will happen.
Okay, so I have to learn patience.
We all do. You're not the only one.
Okay, well, so do you see us moving in anytime soon? We've been talking about that.
You definitely are moving in, but I'm asking how soon it's going to be. I'm not getting a date on how soon, but it's definitely going to be this year.
Either.
Maria,
I did hear yes when you said, are we moving in, so.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
And just know that it is going to happen, and everything's okay. Everything's okay.
Yeah.
So good luck
to
you. Good luck to you.
Blessings. I love the message. You ladies are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Have a great day.
Thanks. Okay, so we got the ones back. Let's try and see if they come online. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from? Hello? Oh, it dropped again. Okay, so the universe keeps bringing us messages.
Thank you. We get it.
Yep. Just so you know what we're talking about, I keep the last week and this week, I keep getting a phone number that calls in. It's all ones. And every time it'll drop. And then they'll call back again, and when I click to go there's nobody there, and it hangs up. So, yeah. That's the universe saying, hey.
and the ones are about, you know, the creator's with you. So the creator's just saying thumbs up, because, like I said, I was guided that we had to do this call-in show, and it definitely, and as you hear this, these are like major life changes that people are just wanting validation on, and just knowing, you know, am I going in the right step? So it's like, you know, the universe, that's their thumbs up. We got two thumbs up, the left thumb and the right thumb. So those were the two calls.
Yeah, that's cool.
Keep on doing what you're doing. So do we have any other people?
We don't have any other callers. We only have a couple minutes left. Did you want to say anything else about what's going on or how you feeling energetically?
Energetically, there's a lot that's still going on, folks. Just remember, it's still shifting, and there's I haven't felt an amp in the energies for the past couple days, but I know just because of what I'm going through, and I know there's other people. I happen to be on a work vacation right now. I have an expo in Iowa, Marion, Iowa, tomorrow, so I'm out of town. I'm with family right now, but I know there's intense old thoughts, and just personally what I'm going through is I'm finding there's a lot of old rage that is coming up, and it's not from this lifetime, because when I'm asking what is this about, that I'm finding out what it's about, and it's about, you said it was safe for me to shine my light and look what's happened to me in the past and look at what's happening to me now. And right now on a conscious level, I'm sitting here going, you know, I got it pretty good. Would I like more money like everybody else? You know, if bills didn't exist, Marie, we're in a really good place. You know, we're offering a service that people are needing. So other than that, I consider myself a very happy person, so I can't complain, you know. So I would say energetically, that's what's going on with me. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I'm in the same place. You know, I'm kind of laughing every day when the money doesn't come. But I've learned to live with, hey, you know what, I have everything else. I am living an abundant life. I'm happy with my life. And the rest will just follow. Although I have to say, when the Powerball winner was announced yesterday in Anoka County, I almost started crying because I didn't buy a ticket. And I'm like, oh, sure, when I played the last time, you couldn't have a winner in Anoka County. But this time, when I didn't buy a ticket, so I had to kind of go and laugh about that one. But you know what?
Speaking of that one, because it was three people that won. Anoka County, what you guys don't understand, Marie and I live right by Anoka County, and I'm just like, and I bought one.
Well, we're in Anoka County. We are in Anoka County. We live very close to the...
Oh, my God, we are in Anoka.
Yeah, so the person who won is basically one little suburb away. But good for him. He's looks like a very nice, wonderful man, and you know, someone who is very deserving. So good for him.
Yeah. Yep, and it's not for us to sit here and judge and say, because, you know, abundance and prosperity comes. We don't know what his programs are, and God bless them. And God bless the other two people, because I think they're from Pittsburgh, weren't they?
That's right. Yep.
So,
yeah,
you know,
so.
There's another one, and our money's coming in other ways. Look at that. We get to, you know, sit here and help shine the light for other people. So it's like, that's a good, very, very, very good thing that money can't buy either, so. But anyways,
that's right.
We're all there, you guys. We're all in the boat together. So this has been a fabulous show, wouldn't you say, Marie?
It was a wonderful show, wonderful. I'm
it's
so happy that we're available to help people,
and
thank you for everyone who called in. And we're not going to have
you.
A show this Sunday, but, you know, we have our archive shows, so if you're drawn to any of them, they're up on the Blog Talk Radio page. And also, we'd love it if you would like our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We're trying to grow our membership, so to speak. So if you could go in there and like it, we'd love it. And we'll be back next Wednesday for our midweek Stress Buster show.
Yes, we
and
will.
Everybody,
and we look forward to it. We look forward to you. So everybody have a great weekend and be safe.
Have a great
be
weekend.
Happy.
Love and light. Oh,
bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, love and light. Bye.